The Paddy and Rob Palmer Weekly Rewind. It was a week of big ideas and fun facts on the show, but it was just that some of the facts, well, let's just say they fell a bit short in the fun section.
Apples have how much percentage of air?
Oh, I don't know.
25%. Pumpkins, have a guess what percentage water? 90. I read that this morning.
Chat. Not to be outshone by Paddy when it came to oversharing his love, Rob decided to reveal something he could spend hours indulging in.
Incredible.
Wow.
They had little concrete machines that pooed out concrete to make edging for gardens. And as they rolled along, boop, boop, boop. I watched 20 men lay bricks for an hour.
Things were going weird, and even some of our guests, like Trevor Long, also seemed to get confused about basic stories.
Yes, another wedding that you didn't get invited to, Dr. Harry's wedding.
Well,
in the meantime,
how was I to know who's going to train a horse to be a ring bearer?
Two horses, thanks very much.
Yeah, could be a compliment that I was replaced by a horse.
And he goes to the head. We've got Trevor Long from Channel 9, former local bloke. Hey, Trevy!
Trev!
I'm just wondering where the horse carried the ring. But anyway.
We didn't ask. Yeah. We'll have to ask Dr. Harry.
No, it would have been like tied around on the bridle or something. Or
dunno. Oh,
okay. That's better than what I was thinking. Good stuff. Moving on.
Those rings can do amazing things.
The boys began to look for redemption by getting the brain pumping out some real creative ideas that could only spell trouble.
So that's what they did.
Yeah, they just tossed a coin and one of them won the coin toss and that was it. Sorry, I'm done.
That's great.
Can you imagine?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That
the
is
next
fair.
Time I'm in trouble at home for doing, quite often do the, not the ideal husband.
But welcome to the club, mate. I'm the president of that club, according to my wife.
You just keep a lucky coin.
And then
okay.
Any issues?
Let's just solve this right now.
Heads, tails.
Bang. When we tried to get serious and discuss Rob's skin cancer, everything was once again derailed. And this time, it was by listener Ian.
In October, I got same as Rob on the bridge of my nose.
Yeah, okay.
Ian, can I ask, are they bloody wind chimes in the background?
Yeah, they are. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm driving to work.
Yeah, but what do you have wind chimes in your car for?
Well, I don't notice them anymore, but, yeah, they sound nice, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe from your end.
Are they annoying, are they?
Oh, no. I put up with Rob Palmer, mate. Wind chimes are nothing.
And while we couldn't lock the boys up for their bizarre antics, we could try and get the full experience by talking to prison guard Chris.
I've eaten some of the inmate meals, and, the Thai green curry is chicken curry is pretty good. I can vouch for that. But they also get devil wings, they get quarter chicken, they also get Anzac cookies, which go like no one's business because they are just the best.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Fair enough.
It's a pretty...
sounds more substantial than what Paddy's regular diet is at home.
He's having to go at my wife's cooking. He'll apologise to curse you, nasty person, Rob.
All right, what he cooks.
That was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on Triple M.